Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people them, no?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, the Lord our God. Hallelujah. In the midst of thee is mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Get'em Radio's Prophecy Month, 2022 Prophecy Month, all this month in January. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Mighty One, the True and Living One, the One, same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. And we thank you so much that your word says, if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We continue to dedicate this broadcast to you, dedicated, consecrated, set it apart for you, Lord God, and for your glory in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Thank you for continuing to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. Touch each and every one of us, all of our families, our households, Lord God, everything pertaining to life and godliness, to everyone who's listening tonight and then even those who will be listening in the future. We thank you, Lord God, that even as the word is going forth tonight, that even healings will take place. Hallelujah. People will be saved, healed, delivered for your glory. And we give you praise even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, well, we just praise God for each and every one of you here. We are in the midst, of course, with God. Hallelujah. We are in the midst of Prophecy Month. And we've been having Prophecy Month here with Get 'Em Radio for about at least six or seven years. And it has been an awesome time. What we hear is the word that the Lord has given for this particular year, for 2022. And then we also open up the line and give personal prophecies as the Lord gives utterance. Hallelujah. So we don't say anything that he's not saying. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I'm so very excited. I'm always excited because God is in the midst. Amen. And just very excited tonight because what we're doing tonight, I'm going very fast. I'm going to slow down a little bit. Let's go back and say this is the third part of a four-part series. So we started the first Thursday in the month. We started with Evangelist Janie Stem. Hallelujah. And she had just an awesome word from the Lord about a vision that she saw with a white blanket. And so you have to go back and listen to it. And you can because we have it on podcast. Also, last Thursday, we had Bishop Aaron McClary, and that was part two. And he had a wonderful word about obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, so now if you want to go back and listen, and he had just really wonderful prophecies, and both of them were prophesying to people. And if you go back and listen, I'm going to tell you, God is big, okay? He's big, 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 and I don't have a word that says just how big he is. But if you hear a word from those prophecies, and it goes right into your spirit, just grab it and seize it unto yourself. Amen. So the way that you can go back and listen to those, to the word of the Lord that was revealed for 2022 for the past 2 weeks, all you have to do is Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you will be able to see our Blog Talk Radio platform and go on and listen to not only those podcasts, but the 1,100, it may be 1,200 podcasts by now. Hallelujah. And you can have a good, good time going through and listening. Amen. So tonight we have, well, myself, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and we have a chorus of prophetic voices. Glory to God. So tonight, each of the ones that I call our prophetic chorus will be speaking approximately 5 minutes or so, and they will bring the word that the Lord gave to them for 2022. Amen. And they'll be going in this order, hallelujah, which they're hearing for the first time too. And we'll say it again, though. The first one will be Minister Mary Yarbrough. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. Minister Amber Price from Memphis, Tennessee. Minister Elaine Haskins from Rayford, North Carolina. And then we will have Pastor Catherine Coleman from St. Louis, Missouri. Amen, amen. And then after they finish, then I will release the word that the Lord has given to me that is just it's just astounding to me. Praise God. And so I'm looking forward to releasing that word. And I'm sure they are as well. And then after that, then that will probably take about an hour. And then we will open up the line for those who would like to have a personal prophecy. Amen. Or if you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests. Amen. I see someone has pressed their number one key already, area code 754. I don't know you, but welcome. Welcome. I don't recall that number. But welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you all would like to begin to press your number one key now, it's going to be a while before we get to you, but we're going to go down the queue one by one. Amen. So if you get in the queue, you'll be in the queue. Amen. Okay, so let's start with, we're going to start with our prophetic voices. And let me just I'll stop for a moment and pray over all of them and myself as well. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. Hallelujah. And we lay down everything before you right now. Everything that has gone on today, the busyness of the day, the rushing around, whatever had to be done today, Lord God, and we completely focus on you. We're open for what you are saying tonight, Lord God. Speak to us. Speak through us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We're open to receive all that you're saying tonight in the name of Jesus. And the things that maybe we may not understand, Lord, we will just take it and put it on the shelf to you, Father God, to for an explanation of it, for the understanding, hallelujah, and the wisdom of it. And we give you praise right now, Lord God. Touch all of these. They're all ladies. Touch all of the ladies tonight, Lord God, and do a new thing in each and every one of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Now, before we get started, I'm going to open up all of your lines. So put your mutes on. Put your mutes on. In case something's going on in the background. So put your mutes on. Okay, I'm not seeing. I'm missing one person. Okay, but we'll do that. If we have to come out of order to do her later, we'll do that. Amen. Okay, Minister Mary, praise God.
Hey, praise God. I'm so excited to be a part of this. Now, I am Mary Yarbrough, and, you know, I've been born again in a Christian since I was 16 years old, and I'm now, you know, in my late 50s, and I am excited to be a part of this. I normally just, you know, am in the background and listening, and but I guess it's time for me to use the development that God has been doing over the years and continue to develop. So I encourage anybody out there who is developing in the Word of God, in the ministry, in your gifts, to, you know, don't give up. Continue to develop. If you had stopped in the past, go back to it. Continue to develop. God is so gracious to us. He's the God of second chances. He's the God of numerous chances. And I just bless him and praise him for that. Now, my word for 2022 is the same word that Bishop Aaron said last week, which is obedience. I feel like this is a personal word for me, but also I feel like it's just a word just for the body of Christ as well. So, obedience. Now, I looked up the word obey, you know, just to see what it meant. And this is what it meant. This is what the word obey means. Because, you know, we normally can hear words and we kind of think we know what they mean, but it's something when we actually look up their meaning. So, obey means to comply with the command, direction, or request, submit to the authority of. For example, I always obey my father. It also means to carry out a command or an instruction. And it also means to behave in accordance with a general principle or a natural law. I thought that that was great, right? So I also looked up the word of God for that word obey or obedience to see what I could come up with in the word as well so that I can better understand this word that God has given me. So Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So even though it didn't actually have the word obey in that particular scripture, it implies obedience because when you hear the word and actually put it into practice, that is obedience. All right? So let me look at another one. Another word that I have here is John 15, 10 through 11. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. All right, and then one other verse here that I have in Deuteronomy 30:16. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. That one really got to me right there. I love the word. So for me, that word obedience is such a good word for me. Even though I've been born again and a Christian for a long time, the Lord still is reminding me to be obedient. And for me, that means in the little things. When he tells me to do something and I hear the command of the Lord, I hear his voice in my heart to do something, he's telling me to do it and do it immediately. He gives so many examples of these great heroes of faith that we have in the Word. One of the things that they did, and one of the things that they are known for is being obedient. And not just being obedient, but being obedient immediately. So, for instance, Abraham, as they say, Father Abraham, everybody know that song? The reason that he is called the father of faith is because he obeyed God. And he obeyed God immediately. When God told him, to go to a land that he didn't even know, he did it. And he did it immediately. When we look at David, the same thing. David was a man after God's own heart. Why was he a man after God's own heart? Because he obeyed, and he obeyed immediately. And then our ultimate and supreme example that we have is Jesus. He obeyed God. And not only did he obey God, but he obeyed him immediately. And he took the 12 disciples that he had and all of his followers. And I believe that he always told them when he said, ye of little faith, or have faith in God, that's what he was saying to us. Have faith in God and obey him immediately. So I thank you guys for having me on the program tonight. I love you all. I appreciate Apostle Kizzy for allowing me to be a part of this, and I am so grateful. And most of all, I thank God, and I ask him to continue to help us, to develop us as his dear children, to be able to obey him and obey him immediately. So I'm going to say a quick prayer. Lord God, we just thank you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for continuing to talk to us, continuing to love on us, continuing to develop us to be more and more like you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Continue to strengthen us, to give us self-control, to give us the tools to be obedient to you, Lord God, and not just be obedient, but be obedient to you immediately. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, Father, for forever being in our lives and for loving us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank y'all for having me tonight. I so appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I meant to have this ready.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And so the word is to have faith in God and obey immediately. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Mary, for sharing that. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to go to our next one. Amen. And I'm leaving your line open, Minister Mary, so just keep yourself on mute. Okay.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Minister Amber, your line is open.
Amen. Hello, everyone, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of this prophecy month, and I thank God for speaking to us and through us, and I love that word about obeying God. That we have to obey him, and that word really blessed my heart. Amen. The word that the Lord gave me for this year, 2022, is he is outdoing history. He is outdoing history. This year, he wants us to break out of the mold of what we think is the full capacity. What has been done can be outdone. Him outdoing history, it doesn't take away from all of the miracles and the good that he has always done. We should still rehearse the great things that God has done for us, because as we do, it keeps our faith stirred up to receive even more. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making the way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. New things are coming. We all know the well-known stories about the Red Sea being split, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not being burned in the fiery furnace. God's even going to outdo that for us. His goodness isn't only in the past. It is for us right now. In order for us to receive this word of God of outdoing history, we must align ourselves to remember how powerful Jesus is. And the word, also the word that goes with this is, don't get too familiar that you forget his power. That is, don't get too familiar that you forget his power. Having a personal relationship with God is amazing because we know his love for us and that his plans for us is to give us a hope in the future. But sometimes when we are really close to someone, we forget that they hold a great position that should be respected and always honored. In my family, we have many preachers. So growing up, that meant that 1 hour we could be watching a Christmas movie together while eating popcorn, and in the next, I would see them preaching the revival. The awe of seeing that switch of personal to the great anointing of the call of God on them has always blessed me to feel honored to have them in my life. In that same way, we need to stay in awe of Jesus, reminding ourselves of how powerful he is, and that will confirm to us that history can be outdone, and there is absolutely no limit to what our God can do. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." In Ephesians 1:19-21, it says, "And what is immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come." This year, I pray that God exceeds and outdoes himself for you, that you will reverence him for his great power, knowing that there is no cap to the miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus is doing, still doing for us. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. He is outdoing history. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. That may be a little part of what I'm going to be saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Amber. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Good words. Hallelujah. All this is good, good, good. Okay, Minister Elaine, hallelujah, you are next. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Hey, good morning. Hello,
good
God
morning.
Bless everybody. I'm sorry. I was like, Holy Spirit, is it today? Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, it is good. Okay. Well, you know, I did get a word from the Lord the day before yesterday on Tuesday. Well, it was really early Wednesday morning and around 4 o'clock in the morning. And praise the Lord. Well, just let me just pray. Lord, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you how you just guide and direct us, Father God, how you speak to us to draw us closer to you, Father God, to help us line up, Father God, and just help us, Father God, to be that epistle, Father God, that people can look at and see you, Father God, be that light, Father God. You're always drawing us closer to you, Lord. You're always doing something, Father God, to bring us to that place, Father God, that we could be well-pleasing with you, Father God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the word. I ask it to be A blessing to those, Father God, as it blessed me when you gave it to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I'm going to tell you what he said. Hallelujah. The word was, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind, which is the Holy Spirit. Take a Selah moment. Listen, God has more to say. I'm going to say it again. Don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind, and we know that's the Holy Spirit. He says, take a Selah moment and allow the Holy Spirit to bring the right now word. And listen, because God has more to say or show you. This word is not just for when we need a word, also when we already have gotten a word. We may have gotten instructions. We may even know the word very well and know what to do. But God said, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment and allow the Holy Spirit to bring the right now word, because God has more to say. I believe the Lord is saying he's the right now God. I like what the Message Bible says for Matthew 6:34. It says, give your attention to what God is doing right now. And they took that from don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. But it really blessed me when I saw it in the Message Bible. Give your attention to what God is doing right now, right now. And like I said, I believe the Lord is saying he's a right now God. And there's a freshness. He was saying there's a freshness, there's a glorious enlightenment that the Holy Spirit wants to bring. Even though we may have gotten a word from the Lord and we know what to do, even though we may even know what the word says, he says, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment and listen. God has more. And that word that God has more, it might be a right now word that will pivot or cause a game changer in that situation or whatever it is that you know God has you moving in. You may be talking to somebody. You might be giving a message. And he brought Moses to my attention. He said, he gave instructions to Moses. But, you know, Moses didn't know what he was going to say until he got there, because God had a right now word. It was a game changer. You know, so that was about it, and that really blessed me. Hold on, I'm just trying to look at my notes. Hold on. Amen. I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to add to it. That was basically, you know, what he was saying. Is wait and see what he wants to do, because I believe what's getting ready to happen, you know, what's happening, we're going to need that fresh word. Even though we've been doing things and knowing what to do, and even I was explaining it to my son, and he's been out with, you know, evangelizing, and, you know, he has pretty much down pat, you know, his speech or what he's going to say. But, you know, God may want you to say something different. So don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment. God has more to say. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Even when we first started today, the Lord was like, slow down. He was telling me, slow down. So, yeah, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Selah moment. And allow the Holy Spirit to bring the right now word. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. I'm keeping your line open. And so just, you know, mute yourself. I'm keeping the line open. Thank you. Amen. And I think for a lot of us getting this word, for 2022, it is a right now word. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise
welcome,
God.
Pastor Catherine.
Well,
hallelujah.
Amen. It's good to be on again this year. I think I've been on for the last 3 years. That's as far as I can remember back now.
Yeah.
But it's a privilege
too.
And honor to be. Yes, to be back on again. praise God, as you said, it's a right now word. Mine is a right now word because I
Amen.
Had a word. I thought I had a word. I had written it all down. I couldn't even find it today. So my word is a right now word. Praise God.
Confirmation. Amen.
Amen. But I thank God so much for today and all of those that have spoken. I won't try to review because I know you're going to review everybody. But I have really enjoyed everybody this evening. And then I just want to say happy New Year once again for those that I haven't said Happy New Year to. And I just want to give God glory and I want to give him praises for my healing. Thank him so much today. And not only for my healing, but for everything he's done in my life. But today, God had given me a word before the beginning of this year, right before the beginning of this year. It was a word that my pastor had asked us to start thinking about, asking God to give you a word. For next year, he said, give you one word. And I surely thought God was going to give me something really exciting. But it is exciting. But the word that God gave me was pray. And I'm going like, God, well, when I first began to have a relationship with you, that's what you told me. I was an intercessor. And I've been praying all the time. He said, pray. The word for this year is to pray. Now, I don't know. It could be just for me. I don't know. It could be for everybody. But God has said this is going to be a new season for prayer. And he says prayer, you're going to have to pray with every little thing. When you get tired, you're going to have to pray. When you're weak, you're going to have to pray. When you get weary, you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray in every little thing. There's going to be some things that I, my own self, have not. I've just kind of been passing them up. As I began to meditate upon the word prayer and begin to just read some things about prayer, God has just been saying, you know, a lot of time. For instance, and I know I hope this is not too gross for everybody, but I mean, even when I use the restroom, he said, you're going to have to pray to use a restroom. I never prayed to use the restroom. But I tell you, this is a new season. God is saying pray. And he said, these are going to be times when you're going to have to pray prayers that they're not going to be long. They're going to be very short prayers, but they're going to be quick prayers. But you're going to see me, you're going to see me answer prayers right away. But you got to pray. And he said, don't try to figure things out. Don't be trying to figure things out. All I want you to do is pray. In Jeremiah 29:12, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. God is getting ready to tell you some things that you never thought that the answer would become so fast. They're going to come so fast. But he said, you got to call unto me, and I will answer you. I'm going to tell you some things that you ain't never heard before, and I'm waiting. Psalms 18:6, in my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help from the temple. He heard my voice. My cry came before him and to his ears. He's waiting for us, you all, for every little thing, even about your toenails, the dryness of your skin. He's waiting. He just want to be right there with us in everything that we're doing, and even our food and even the medicine that we take. And we many of us have been taking medicine so long, we just take it for granted. Psalm 66:17 said, I cried to him with my mouth, and praise was in my tongue. And we got to begin to pray out loud. Pray out loud. Sometimes when we're around our families, sometimes we get so quiet. We want to be so quiet. But God said, pray out loud. Praise me. Let the family hear you praising. Let the family hear you praising. They need to hear us praising. They need to hear some praises going on. And it's got to be up. And then Psalm 5:3, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. I wait expectantly. I wait expectantly. Even in the morning, God is saying, before you start your day, I know I've said this a lot of times, even in my ministry, start your day, some kind of prayer needs to go on. Some kind of prayer. And whatever goes on, God is telling us today that expect. Hallelujah. He said, expect. Expect to hear your request. Expect great and awesome things from me. Start, no matter how you feel, you might get up feeling bad. But he said, get up expecting. Wait in expecting God to answer the prayers that you pray. Praise God. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in every circumstance. Be able to give thanks. When we get an answer, it might be something real small, but God has said, I want you to come to me and just tell me thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then he says in Colossians 4:2, he says, devote yourself to prayer. Watch. Be watchful and be thankful at all times. And then the last one, I'm almost finished here. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, you got to believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. You got to believe it. Because if you're praying and you don't believe it, it's null and void. But you got to believe it. Be joyful in hope. Be patient in affliction. Faithful in prayer. Be faithful even when affliction comes. Because God says, I'm working things out for your good. The other thing is, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. And I believe God is saying also, this is a time that we're not to be praying all alone, that you need to find somebody to agree with you. you need to find somebody. Find a carpet, somewhere where you can pray carpet with people. And then the last thing, praying in tongues is part of prayer, our prayer. Not when things are urgent, not when the urge comes up on you, but this praying in tongues need to be set aside just like prayers. Just like we have a time to set for prayer. Praying in tongues, and I'm saying every day because there are people that need to be saved, and you don't know who they are. And God is saying, when we pray in the Spirit, it could be somebody next door. It could be somebody in the hospital. But we need to pray. We need to have a time set aside to pray in tongues. Praise God. I know I probably went over my 5 minutes, but praise God. And the last thing, I do have one more thing. The last thing that I do know that I had written on my notes that I don't know what else God had me write down, but the one thing he says, stay humble. Now, whatever that means, I don't know. Stay humble. Stay humble, praise God, and stay in prayer. God bless you all. Thank you once again.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is sitting here, and Pastor Mom said, well, she sounds well to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. We just praise God for the word pray. This is a new season for prayer. Pray for everything, every little thing. Hallelujah. And you will see the answers right away. Amen. Amen. It was so much that you said. There was such a confirmation of what the Lord's been saying to me just over the past couple of days. So, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that fresh word. Praise God. Amen. As Minister Elaine says, wait for the fresh wind. Hallelujah. God's bringing a right now word. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. For those who just joined with us, we've been hearing a chorus of prophetic voices. We heard from Minister Mary Yarbrough, who talked about obedience. She gave a word with regards to obedience. Amen. And to have faith in God and obey immediately. And then we heard from Minister Amber, hallelujah, where the word of the Lord is, he is outdoing history. Hallelujah. He's breaking out of the mold that has been done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Ministry Lane, we heard, don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment and allow the Holy Spirit to bring the right now word. And then we heard from Pastor Catherine, who said, pray. Hallelujah. This is a new season for prayer. Pray for every little thing. Amen. You're going to have to, and you will see answers right away. Praise God. Amen. And I'm in agreement, hallelujah, with all of the words from the prophetic chorus that came from the Lord. I am so totally in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to take some time here to release the word that the Lord has given to me. I see that some of you have begun to press your number one key. I encourage you to press your number one key now so that when I finish, hallelujah, we'll be opening up the lines. You'll be in the queue. and then we can pray for you. Hallelujah. Prophecy is flowing tonight. Amen. And so the word is fresh. Glory to God. The word is fresh tonight. Amen. So pressure number one, Keith. And, you know, thank you. Thank you. And we will open up the lines after I give the word that the Lord has given. Now, this has about three parts to it. It's just, it's really good. Well, the Lord started off with this word. And I was going to pray. We prayed a little earlier. But this word that he has given, he told me near the end of last year, he said, go back to all of the sermons that you have preached in 2021. And I preach two Sundays of the month on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that meets every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. So I preach on the third and the fourth Sundays of the month, and I typically do a series. So I typically, by his spirit, have one topic for both of those weeks. So it was easy for me to go back and see what has been done. And what he told me was very interesting. He said, go back to, and that is the word for 2022. Praise God. And the word, so there are 12 words for 2022. Now, I'm not going to go through all the scriptures of them and all that. The Lord will just, you know, touch your heart. You can go back. You can go back into our archives and just Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you can hear all of these sermons in their entirety. And so he may have me to say a few words about this as we go on. Amen. So in January, gifts poured out. Hallelujah. Gifts poured out. He said that there are some gifts that he has poured out to people. And you may not have seen them quite yet. You may have seen glimpses of them. May not quite understand them, but there are gifts of the Spirit that have been poured out. In February, my times are in your hands. Hallelujah. Our times are in God's hands. Glory to God. Whatever we're doing, whenever we do it, our times are in his hands. In March, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. He even gave a song with that from the I'm trying to think of the name of the group, but the song is, the words have been changed, but it's don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. So don't stop believing. No matter what you see around you, don't stop believing. In April, permission is powerful. Permission that we give, the Lord wants us to know it's powerful. Hallelujah. And so we have power with our permission and not to give that power away to the enemy. Glory to God. Our permission is very powerful. Hallelujah. The choices we make, very powerful. In May, we talked about script, strategy, and strength. God will give you the script to tell you what to say, when to say it, how to say it. He'll give you the strategy, what to do, when to do, how to do, and he'll give you the strength to do it all. Praise God. In June, the ultimate treasure hunt. Hallelujah. The harvest field is white. The Lord wants us to go out into that harvest field because that's where the treasure is. And he'll tell us how to have a treasure hunt. Find those treasures out there. And so we're not just stumbling around, but he'll lead us right to the treasure. those ones who are ready to be saved. In July, we talked about the art of receiving. There are many of us who are givers. We give with a cheerful heart. Some of us are just learning. Some are just learning how to give. And you keep on giving. That's a good thing. And then the Lord wants us to learn how to receive. It's important to have the art of receiving, know how to receive, and know how to receive in His way. Praise God. It's a blessing to receive. Hallelujah. I'll go on. August, comfort and convenience. Hallelujah. Comfort and convenience. And God, for many of us, He's made our life comfortable and convenient. But when He wants us to step out of our comfort zone and out of that place of convenience, it's important that we lay down the comfort and the convenience and do it the way that He wants it to be done. Praise God. And then in September, we talked about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. This has become one of the ones that's just been such a blessing to me and to others. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That's going to get us through a whole lot. Amen. And the Lord says, remember when the disciples were prisoners, they were in prison and they began to sing and the angels came and the gates were opened and they came out. A lot of deliverance is going to be done because you started singing. Peace is going to come because we start singing. Strength is coming as we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Praise God. Please go back and listen to that. It's really good. Amen. It will bless you. Praise God. October, time with the Lord. And that is so important. Hallelujah. Spending time with the Lord, taking that time with Him, being in His presence and learning how to be in His presence with everything going on all around us. We need to know how to be in the presence of God and to spend time in his presence. Amen. In November, we talked about the art of giving thanks, that there's an art to receiving, there's also an art to giving thanks. And to be in that place where we're just thankful. We're thankful when we see it and get it. We're thankful before we see it and get it. And we know how to give thanks to people who have been a blessing and to the Lord. Hallelujah. The art of giving thanks. And then December, we talked about the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas. Amen. So those are the things that the Lord, I mean, and when He told me, go back and look over 2021, and that's your word for 2022. All of these things that were mentioned, they're going to get you through. They're going to get us through 2022. Amen. The gifts He's poured out, knowing that our times are in His hands, that don't stop believing that our permission is powerful. He's going to give us the script, the strategy, and the strength. He's going to show us how to do the ultimate treasure hunt. He's going to give us the art of receiving, because we're going to be receiving some big stuff this year. Hallelujah. He's going to show us how to still have comfort and convenience when we're out of our comfort zone and things are not convenient anymore. Hallelujah. He's showing us that this year, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are going to be more important to us than we ever, ever knew. And spending time with the Lord, hallelujah, as we're in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, we're spending that time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And then at the same time, the art of giving thanks to him. And remember the true meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Amen. Now this is the second part of it. The Lord began to talk to me about not just 2022, but the decade of the 20s. Decade of the 20s. And, you know, we always say 2020 is hindsight. And I really kind of try to stay away from that, you know, stay away from that 2020, the vision, the hindsight, all of this. But he said it is. Something is going on in the decade of the 20s. And what he's calling it is a decade of progressive hindsight. The 2020s, 2020 through 2029, the decade of progressive hindsight. And he just brought to my notice, he said, notice that glasses are in. I mean, they haven't been in like this since I can recall. Glasses are in. The fashion in the 2020s are glasses. And the bigger, the better. The more flamboyant, the better. People who don't need corrective lenses are wearing glasses. Contact lenses are not as important as they used to be. Some have stopped wearing them. Big glasses are being used for protection and protecting the eyes from others' breath, cough, or saliva. So even that people are wearing glasses now is a prophetic word. It's a prophetic demonstration of this decade of progressive hindsight. Amen. And so he began to walk me through the 2020s. And I'm not gonna take a lot of time to walk through this, but I'm gonna tell you the scriptures that he showed me. He went back to 2021. Scripture that was highlighted was Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And we needed his help, didn't we? Amen. In 2021. The scripture for this year, 2022, is Psalm 22. The whole Psalm 22. Hallelujah. And it starts off with, my God, why have you forsaken me? And we know that that was, you know, what Jesus said later. And as you go through this Psalm 22, you know, go through it. It's awesome. And the Lord will give you that hindsight on what he was talking about with this and help us to get through this year. It's interesting that it starts off with, why have you forsaken me? By the time he gets to, the psalmist gets to verse 29 of Psalm 22, it says, all the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, think about that. Go through it. Meditate on it in this 2022. Then 2023, and this is a scripture. Pastor Price has talked about this for years, so I can't help but think about this scripture, 2023, and that's Luke 12, 2 and 3. Let nothing be hid that's not uncovered. Let nothing be covered that's not revealed. It's going to be some kind of uncovering next year, but it's going to be even more coming. Praise God. And then in 2024, Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O ye gates, Amen. 2025, the scripture highlighted, we're staying in the Psalm 25. And it starts off with, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust you. Let me not be ashamed. Hallelujah. And he said, we're gonna need that scripture in 2025. Hallelujah. 2026, guess what? I don't see anything on there. Hallelujah. Maybe that's a surprise. Amen. 2027, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That's Psalm 27. So I would go to Psalm 26 for 2026. But Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. 2028, Psalm 28, verses 1 through 6. To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me. Least if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. And so by the time we get to 2028, we may not feel like we're hearing the Lord that much, but we will be. In 2029, praise God, hallelujah, that talks about the voice of the Lord and what happens with the voice of the Lord, how powerful is the voice of the Lord. And then going on, oh, did I miss 28? No, I just read 28. Okay, and then 29 talks about the voice of the Lord. And then the Lord says, by the time we get to 2030 is going to be the decade of extreme exposure, natural and spiritual. The natural and the spiritual will be so out in the open, exposed. This is in 2030. Those who live through the 2020s, walking with the Lord, shall be fully prepared with spiritual eyes open to see the extreme exposure with revelation, understanding, and wisdom for the Lord. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Excuse me. So by the time we get to 2030, as we continue to seek the Lord and listen to him, we're going to be prepared for what's going to happen in the decade of 2030, which is the decade of extreme exposure. We'll know the 2020s was a time of training and preparation of the things to come. And what we'll do is we'll stand tall in the Lord when things seem hopeless, because we have the Holy Ghost hindsight of the 2020s, that we have seen God move mightily by his Spirit. So in this decade of progressive hindsight, what's going to be important, says the Lord, is to take note, because things are happening very quickly. And so it's going to be important to take note, to write things down, even if you don't do it in a daily basis, because there are some people who do journals, and the journals are going to be like gold. Those people who do a journal every day, that's going to be gold. Hallelujah. And you're going to be able to go back with hindsight, that hindsight that's 2020, that hindsight that's perfect vision, to be able to see, oh, wow, you know, like, hit your head like a V8 moment to see, yeah, that's what God was doing. And see, we're right in the mix of it right now. So we're going through it. So we're not processing it as we're going through it. But the hindsight is going to be so awesome for us that from year to year, we're going to be able to build on that hindsight. So that by the time we get to 2030, oh, my God, we're going to be able to see by his Spirit and see things going on in the natural and in the spirit, and even be able to speak to those things, hallelujah, as we never have before. So this is a great time right now. And, you know, I love all of the words that have come forth today. I think that they are all together, you know, by his spirit. And as we look back at them with that progressive 2020 hindsight, we're going to see how so many things just flow together. You know, it's going to be important for us to have faith in God and to obey immediately so that we can lay hold to what he's doing as he's outdoing history. Things that we have not seen before. He's doing a new thing in us during this time. And as we obey and take the time with him and not rush, he's going to give us that fresh wind, that Selah moment, that right now word. Hallelujah. Because we have been in this new season of prayer with him, praying about every little thing and watching him answer it immediately. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. I love the Lord. I love how he does things. Amen. And he is doing this well. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to begin to open up the line. You know, we always start with Pastor Mom. We don't even have to open up her line because she's sitting right here. Amen. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
I really
enjoyed it. The word.
The word coming from.
Yes.
And he just really carried me along.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And blessed.
Amen. Amen. Some of you who don't know who Pastor Mom is, Pastor Mom is my mom,
mm-hmm.
and she's other people's moms on this line, too. But she is 89 years young, and I'm telling you, she did nod one time today. Hallelujah.
I have enjoyed everything.
Everything. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Those who, your lines are open. Our prophetic chorus today. Does anybody have a word for Pastor Mom today? Your lines are open. To pray for Pastor Mom.
Well, I'll pray for Pastor Mom. I thank God for Pastor Mom so much, and I thank her for just giving her this day her daily bread, what the thing is that she needed for this day, all day long. I thank the Lord even tonight for her even just being awake. That's a blessing. Almost
yes.
90 years old, that's a blessing. So we just thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, so much for Mama. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for long life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. We just give you glory. We give you praises. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes that everything in her body is healed and made whole, and no weapon try to form against her shall prosper. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that she's still being a witness for you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that she's still even able to sing and just praise your holy name and just even know who you are and acknowledge you, Lord God. And so, Father, we just thank you, Father, right now that you just go with her even as she go to sleep tonight. We pray, Lord God, right, give us sweet sleep, sweet dreams, Lord God, and that you would wake up in the morning refreshed and renewed in the name of Jesus. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for Mom. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I just want to speak blessings over Pastor Mom. She's such a prayer warrior. We appreciate that you praying for us, Pastor Mom. We know that you're covering us, Father God. You're covering us in your prayers. And even though you may feel that you cannot do the things that you used to do, you are doing great works just by lifting up those that God brings to your heart in prayer, and we appreciate it so much. So just know God is your strength, and I continue to pray that he will strengthen you more in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, and I guess I say this all the time to Mama, that purpose has no age. And Mom, you still have a purpose, and not only do you still have a purpose, but you are, praise the Lord, fulfilling the purpose of God in your life. Just as everybody just said, you continue to pray for us. You continue to encourage us. You continue to be there for us and be the nurturer that you've always been for us. And I just praise God for the purpose that he has for your life and the fulfillment of the purpose that he has for your life. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Grandma, I truly thank God for you, and I thank God for continuing to strengthen you and to just do even more through you, because you still have so much more to do. And I thank God for just having you to think good things and for you to just be blessed, because you have been so diligent your whole life and so faithful, and God is going to continue to bless you for your great faithfulness. I love you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to say, Lord, we just join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed for Pastor Mom. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the strength that you placed on the inside of her. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, and the determination that you placed on the inside of her to continue on. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for the confirmation today that she said she was just laying here and started singing. Something was going on, and as she sang, she felt better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing in her. We thank you for the love. Hallelujah, that flows through her continually. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we're going to open up the line. Quite a few of you have your number one key press. You've been so patient. Now, we have area code 754. You were the first one to press your number one key, and I think you pressed it again, which put you in another place in the queue, but I know you had yours pressed first. So I'm going to open up your line now and tell us who you are. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Hello. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. My name is Jennifer, and I was looking forward to tonight, because I really wanted to hear what the Lord has to say for me for this year, and just want to thank all of the ministers and prophetic voices on here tonight. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Jennifer, how do you know about us?
I just found it online.
Oh, okay. All right. Where, yeah. I don't know where this area is. Where do you live? What city?
Oh, I'm calling you from Canada at the moment. Uh-huh.
Okay. Amen. Well, welcome, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Is there any specific prayer need that you have, or you just want us to see what the Lord is saying for you?
Yeah, just well, thank you for a prophetic word from you from the is it three or four prophets on the line tonight?
Yes. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Does anyone have a word? Say it again, Jennifer.
No. I didn't say anything.
Okay. All right. Okay, ladies. Anybody hearing anything?
Well, the only thing that I heard was eyes have not seen, ears have not heard all the wonderful things God is going to do for this year for you, Jennifer. That's
Amen.
All I heard.
Okay.
Praise
Amen.
God.
And I heard, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah. And I heard
okay.
the word diligent. I heard
okay.
diligent.
Now,
as soon as she came on the line,
you,
I just heard the Lord just say diligent.
Okay. So before you give your word, I know I hadn't told you guys what to do. Say who you are. So first that was Pastor Catherine who said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has prepared for you. Then Elaine, Minister Elaine said what?
Minister Lane, the same thing. I heard the same thing. Yeah, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you.
Oh, thank you.
And give you a bright future.
Sure.
That's it.
Jeremiah 27. Okay, and then Minister Mary heard diligent, the word diligent. Okay, I know you the youngin', Minister Amber, so you just kind of... So I'm going to ask you, Minister Amber.
Continue to trust God.
Okay. Amen. And I'm listening as well. Thank you, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. I'll go on. If I hear anything later, I'll let you know, okay? Even if you leave the line, I'll text you. Okay? Jennifer? Okay. Amen. We're going on. Okay, Reverend Treva. Welcome, Reverend.
Good evening, everyone, and God bless. Hey, good evening, everyone, and God bless you to all of what a full program, what a full word from God, and I'm ready to be prayed for. The prophesy over.
Amen. How about it looks like we're doing this, so let's kind of do it in this order. And if you don't have anything, just say you don't have anything. But let's do it in the order of, when you spoke. So we had Minister Mary first, then Minister Amber, Minister Elaine, and then Pastor Catherine. So whenever somebody comes on, if you have something, say it. If you don't have something, just say this is Mary, and say what you have like that in that order, okay?
Okay, this is Mary, and the first thing that I heard when she came online is that a smile came to my face, and the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Okay, next is Amber. If you don't have anything, Amber, just say, praise God, I don't have anything. Or this is Amber, I don't have anything.
This is Amber, and I hear the Lord say that it's on the way. Everything that you have been believing for is on its way. It's to continue to trust God.
Let's see that part. I've seen both of them. Amen. Jesus said,
Elaine? Minister Elaine?
Well, when she first came on, I heard, I know thy works. So I looked it up, and that's Revelation 2:9, and it says, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I believe that's what the Lord wanted you to know, that thou art rich.
Amen.
What scripture was that, Minister Elaine?
Revelation 2:9.
Thank you. I will see that word.
Amen. Pastor
Catherine? The scripture that came to me was for Reverend Trevor is Psalms 27. And I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read the part that I believe God has given me to say to you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they stumble and fall. Though an army may besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though wars may break out against me, even then I will be confident. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Leave it all. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Trevor. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to Pastor Price, so we're gonna go a little faster now. Hallelujah. Since we got it down. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints. I'm going to give and talk about each one that had ministered today, but I'm going to be waiting to let the Lord minister to my heart through the words through each one tonight. In Jesus' name. Look like when I got on the phone, that my foot started. I started getting a pain in my foot. So I rebuke that pain in my foot, whatever it stands for, and all that it stands for, and whoever it stands for, any kind of trouble, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for tonight and for the wonderful, awesome words that came forth tonight. You know, we know that there is not a word called gooder, but everything got gooder and gooder and better and better. Everything was just awesome, each one. I thank God for my sister Mary. Mary, I thank God for the words that came forth through you today about obeying God immediately. You said, have faith in God and obey God immediately. I thank God so much for the word. I thank God so much for you, Mary, because I said to you the other night when Dean Winter speaks, the whole world listens. But when my sisters began to speak, I listened. That was a great word that God gave to you tonight. And then I thank God for my daughter, Amber, for Amber Elizabeth Price. I thank God for her that he said through her, he is outdoing history. Glory to God. I thank God for you, Amber, for that great word that God has ministered to our heart, that what has been done can be outdone. Your God is outdoing himself. Glory to God. And I thank God for you even giving out that word, for I know that you expect great things from God. And one of the scriptures that your dad always liked to talk about is that God will do greater things. Greater things shall he do through us. And we thank God for the greater things that he is doing in and through your life. I thank God for that word, Amber. I praise God for staying off Jesus and how powerful he is. No matter how long we've been in God, we got to stay in awe of Jesus and how powerful he is and reverence him for the greatness and awesomeness of his power. I thank God for you, Amber. Ministry Lane, I love that word. I give glory to God for that word. Don't rush. Wait for the fresh wind. Take a Selah moment. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring a right now word. Listen, because God has more to say. I love that. Glory to God. That ministered to my heart, because we really need to take those Selah pause and calmly think of that, those moments with God, when sometimes all he'll have you to do is just sit before him or lay before him or just spend that time so we can hear from him. We need a word from the Lord. We need a word from the Lord. I thank God for you, Ministry Lane, and for that wonderful, awesome word that God imparted unto you. And then I thought, when I got to Pastor Catherine, I went, whoa, Pastor Catherine, you've entered into another level with the Lord. Glory to God. There is a powerfulness whenever a saint of God that has gone and gone through what you went through. And nobody knows the trueness of all of what you went through in that time that you've just come through. I'm telling you, when you've gotten close to where you went to and the things that you went through, we were praying for you, but we could not be there. But we know God was right there with you, and God brought you through. And now you've got a powerful voice for the Lord. It's so strong. It's a different anointing, and I thank God for you. I thank you for that word on pray, because that's truly, you know, I know it's, what is his name, MC Hammer said, we got to pray just to make it today. And I believe that that's a true word. We got to pray just to make it. Thank God for that powerful word. And then, Apostle, I so thank God for the word. Something, as I was taking notes today, and as I was taking notes from what you were saying, the very first, when you began to go through the year, or the whole year, something distracted me. So I got distracted through something, and I couldn't get the first one in January. Then the Lord said, no, go back. He said, go back to your notes that you took when she ministered on that. In the recap of 2021, and he said, you got it, Helen. And I had every one of them outlined how the gifts are being poured out, the secret things belong to God, and went on that in February, my times are in your hands, and in March, don't stop believing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then went on to permission is powerful. And then went on to five, script, strategy, and strength. June, the ultimate treasure hunt. July, the art of receiving. Glory to God. August, comfort and convenience. September, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. October, time with the Lord. November, the art of giving thanks. Hallelujah. And then this is November, the art of giving thanks. And then the 12th one, the true meaning of Christmas. And then God went on through that decade of the 20s. Glory to God. Hindsight, how we could be able to look back, and we're going to be able to see all that God has promised and all that he has put out for us during this time. We've got a roadmap before us, a roadmap of God where we can be able to go and look back on what he's done. And I thank God for it, that 21, that we lift up our eyes to the Lord. 22, Psalms 22. 23, Luke 12, 2 and 3. 24, Psalms 24, we lift up our heads to the Lord. 2025, Psalms 25, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. We didn't have nothing for 2026, but I know God's going to give it. That must be something real special. 2027, the Lord is my light and my salvation. 2028, Psalms 28, 1 through 6. Psalms 20:29, the voice of the Lord. And then Psalms, 2030, the decade of extreme exposure, those who want to walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So 2020 is a time of training. I remember that when we began, now we're in 2022. I can remember when the year 2000 began. The year 2000 came into being, and the Lord began to minister to me. He said, during these next 20 years, 2000 was just a few days ago, but it's been 22 years since the year 2000. And when he began to give that word to my heart, he said, whatever you're doing, what you're going to have to do now, you're going to have to stay diligent for these next 20 years, that you may be able to still be here in this earth realm to complete what I've called you to do. That was in 2000. He said, you're going to have to be meditate day and night in that word. You're going to have to be able to pray and be able to stay close to me. That was in 2000. So I was so thankful to God for that word and the map that he's given us for this decade of the 20s, so that we may be able to be strong for whatever is coming in 2030. So I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for the words that God has given. My soul is magnified tonight. My soul is encouraged tonight, and I magnify the Lord for what he has done. So I yield now to the Holy Spirit through you all as you give the word that God would give for me this year. Glory to God.
Amen. Let's start with Mary, then go to Amber, Minister Elaine, and Pastor Catherine.
This is Mary, and I appreciate all the wonderful and kind words, and I really appreciate that you quoted MC Hammer. But the words that I heard when you came online is, your hope is in the Lord, and I know that to be true. But
hallelujah.
But this year is even stronger that your hope is in the Lord. Amen. Amber?
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for the kind words. You bless my heart, Mommy. Thank you so much. And my word that I heard is, God is your advocate, and he's always there for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Minister Elaine, you can go ahead.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor Price.
Good evening, Minister Elaine.
Amen. What I heard was get set. I'm strengthening you for the next wave.
Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I agree that with that too, because I was just getting ready to say, I agree with Bishop Aaron from last week that God is getting ready to put you on a road that you've never been before. The scripture that I have here. My prayer, first of all, I want to say my prayers. I hope that my eyes will still be open to see what God has already prepared for you. I'm just not going to say what he don't do, but what he has already prepared for you. He's already prepared. And I don't know why I want to read all of these, but I want to read. It's just four short scriptures, apostles. Psalm 17 and 8. Keep me as the apple of thy eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wings. For thus says the Lord of hosts. After glory, he has sent me against the nation which plunder you. He who touches you touches the apple of my eye.
Hallelujah.
He founded him in a desert land, in the hollowing waste of wet wilderness. That's Deuteronomy 32:10. He enriched him, and he cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. And then Proverbs 7 and 2, keep my command and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. And I know that you've gotten started with the date night with Jesus. But there are some other things that God is already prepared. And as I said, I can't wait to see them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So may God bless you and keep you. And I know that you are the apple of his eye. Praise God.
Glory to God. Pastor Catherine, what were the four? I got Psalm 17:8, Deuteronomy 32:10, Proverbs 7:2. What was the fourth one?
Zechariah 2 and 8.
Zechariah 2:8. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And thank you, Pastor Catherine, for that word. Thank you, all of you, for that word. And thank you, Pastor Price, for that wonderful recap of everything that was said today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Carey, anyone else, jump on in and press your number one key. We'll get to you. Minister Carey, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the words tonight. I wrote it all down so I could go back and just really meditate over it and read it more. But I'm waiting.
You're waiting for a word.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. Minister Mary, Minister Amber, Minister Lane, and Pastor Catherine. Go for it.
Okay, this is Mary, and I heard that God has wonderful plans for you. Amen.
Amen. Minister Amber, you can go. Y'all can go right ahead. Just keep going.
This is Amber, and I hear that your courage is noted.
Okay, your courage is noted. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Elaine.
I'm just make sure I'm hearing. I believe I heard. I'll do it again.
This is Pastor Catherine. Let the peace of God guard your heart and your mind.
Amen. Okay. Now with Minister Elaine, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Just take one look at where you are now and where you've been. Heaven, I always come through for you. And now it's then. You may not know how. You may not know when, but I'll do it again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you all.
Amen. All right. This is, I'll tell you who the next two are. Give you a second. We have Sister Debbie and Minister Rachel. Praise God. And then after that, we're going to go into a stretch. Hallelujah. After that, we're going to go into a stretch. So get ready for a stretch in the spirit. Amen. I'm talking to Mary, Amber, Elaine, and Kat. This is fun. Okay, going to, I want to say Pastor Debbie. Sister Debbie, welcome. Sister Debbie, are you there? You got your mute on, Sister Debbie? Did you go to sleep, Sister Debbie? All right. All right, then. Okay, she might have gone to work today, y'all. Praise God. Putting her on mute. Well, let me say this. Did y'all have a word for Sister Debbie? Because I'm going to leave her line open for a moment while we go through it. Okay. Sister Debbie? Okay, Mary, go ahead.
All right, this is Mary. And I just heard Jesus is my rock.
Okay. Amber?
This is Amber, and I heard that your diligence is being rewarded.
Okay.
Minister, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Well, I heard the song. This is Pastor Kath, I heard the song. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. I don't know whether that's the lyrics or not, but great is thy faithfulness.
Lord unto thee, amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you. Thank you all. Okay. Sister Debbie, if you listen to this on the archives, we didn't leave you. Amen. Amen. And Minister Rachel, hallelujah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Minister
I hope you
Rachel.
Can hear me.
Oh,
hi,
yeah,
everyone.
Can
I just wanted
you.
To say, okay, I just wanted to say amen and then I was hearing the song. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Amen. God is awesome. That's so encouraging
amen.
To everybody, even Pastor Mom. It's so beautiful. And God's love that is shining so marvelous through her and all of us. So I just thank God that, yeah, we have to be diligent in everything. We just trust him and be grateful and remain faithful
amen.
To him because he's always faithful to us. And may he keep each and every one of y'all strong.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go down the line. Minister Mary, Minister Amber, Minister Elaine, and Pastor Kat. Catherine, okay?
This is Mary. And I heard with a smile, once again with a smile on my face, God said, I got you.
Amen.
And then he said, and you got this. He said it. That's wrong. I got you. And you got this. Amen. Amber?
This is Amber. And I heard mother of many nations, and miracles are coming. Hallelujah. Woo.
This is Minister Man. I heard stay encouraged.
Okay. Stay encouraged.
Pastor Kat. This is Pastor Kat. I'm sorry, I had you on mute. I didn't really hear anything, but I could see, look like I could see, as you began to pray, God is getting ready to show you some things that you've never seen before.
Hallelujah.
I feel like some things you've never seen before.
As you're saying that, I'm hearing Tasha Cobb's song. I'm getting ready to see something I never seen. And it's like I'm hearing that song. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, here's the stretch. We have several other people on the line. Just wait. Let me see. One, two, three other people that didn't press their number one key. I'm going to tell you their phone number, part of their phone number, and you give a word from that. Okay? It can be done.
All right.
It has been done. Amen. Okay, area code 954-288. Mary?
Now, I'm trusting God because that's what this is all about, developing in me,
yes.
Having faith, trusting God. And the first thing I heard was, I love you, from God.
Hallelujah.
He said,
hallelujah.
I love you.
Hallelujah. Good word. Amber?
What I heard was, you don't need to worry.
Praise God.
Well, this is Miss Elaine, and I'm feeling the healing anointing. So I'm going to say, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory. Pastor
Praise
Catherine.
God. Yes, this is Pastor Catherine. I just heard the word eight, and whatever eight represents, and I forgot what eight represents. I don't know what eight represents. Anybody know what eight represents?
Eight is new beginning.
New beginning. Hallelujah. Well, that's my word. New beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. The next number is area code 615. 7739. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
This is Mary, and I just heard the Lord say, praise me in everything that you do.
Okay. Amen.
This is Amber, and I heard that trusting God, it does pay off. It is real. God is real, and trusting him, you will see results.
Well, this is Minister Lane, and I have to follow up after Minister Amber, because I heard trusting the Lord with all that heart.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, mine is almost the same thing. You do hear my voice. You hear my voice. Be confident in what you hear me say.
Wow. Amen. Okay. Well, this is our last one. Area code 973-640.
This is Mary, and I'm not hearing anything.
Okay.
And I heard you are blessed.
All right, thank you.
Yes, you might. Mm-hmm. I pass. Not hearing anything.
Okay.
Oh, this is Pastor Catherine. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Okay. Amen. Nothing but the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I want a word too. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get in line and get a word from the Lord too.
Amen.
Okay, this is Mary. And your beauty, and I'm hoping I'm hearing this from the Lord, because I feel this way about you myself. But your beauty has no bound, and your beauty will be seen far and wide and felt far and wide. Amber?
It will be seen far and wide. Oh, and felt? F-E-L-T?
And felt. And, yeah, felt far and wide.
Oh. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Thank you. Okay, Amber?
The Lord has given me words to write down for each of you. And for Apostle Aunt Barbara, it says, it's already yours. Everything that you have believed for, even the things that you asked for and forgot that you asked for, it is yours.
Hallelujah.
Well, I guess that falls in line with the word I heard. I am blessing you abundantly.
Glory to God.
Well, this is Pastor Catherine. I don't really. I could just tell you what I've been praying for you for. That you be strong in the Lord. That you be strong in the Lord, and that self pity will not ever rise up. And if he ever tries to rise his big head up, you put him to flight right away. and be strong mm-hmm. in the Lord and the power of his might in Jesus' name. And I pray that, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, when any kind of tears try to drop, that, Father, we thank you, Father, right now that you got every tear, Lord God, in the palm of your hand. But I thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus that no tears will, Lord God, be able to stay in the name of Jesus. But, Lord God, that you will be strong in the power, in your power, Lord God. Let us stay strong in your power in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say to you tonight, that was an awesome word. Everybody was good, but that was an awesome word for the rest of these 2020s. Awesome. That was awesome.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Kat. Thank you all. Hallelujah. It's interesting, Minister Mary, about talking about your beauty and it was interesting because the Lord told me to change my somebody's echoing here. I don't know. But he told me to change my picture. And I'm like, I don't really like that picture. And he's like, change your picture. And I was like, okay. All right. He said, it's good. It's a picture, Barbara. Just change the picture. So, amen. You know, I once was blonde and now I'm gray. Hallelujah. Or salt.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the words, thank you so much. It's already ours. Hallelujah. All that I ask for, even what I've forgotten about, I definitely receive that. I'm blessing you abundantly. I definitely receive that and the strength. I thank you also, Pastor Catherine, for praying that, because I know all the strength that I've had over these past 3 weeks, almost a month, it's all God. Hallelujah. I know I'm not bouncing around here singing and stuff just on my own. And so I thank God for all the prayers that have gone forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so I'm asking the Lord, and I'm going to pray over you guys as well. Hallelujah. And Minister Elaine, the word from Minister Elaine, get that fresh word. Wait on the Lord for that fresh word. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, go down the list, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord says to you, Minister Mary, doors are opening. Doors are opening. Hallelujah. I'm hearing your heart right now. Lord, don't let the doors open where I have to do more work. Please. And the Lord's like, no, the perfect door. Hallelujah. Because you went through a door. You did a great job in that door, and you hung on to me. Hallelujah. And you'll continue to hold on to me. And for you to walk away from that door where you could have gone through it says a whole lot. Hallelujah. And you came to me, and we talked about that door that you went through, and you came back, because I open doors that no man can shut. I shut doors that no man can open. But I have a door for you. Hallelujah. You're going to love this next door that I open up for you. So as it opens up, you go boldly through the door, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you're going to have fun. Not a little bit of fun. a lot of fun because this door is tailor-made just for you. Hallelujah. This is a tailor-made door, saith the Lord. Nobody has had this door before. I saved it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saved it for you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And Minister Amber, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll say what I'm hearing. It's starting with many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Hallelujah. So whatever you're going through right now, physically or mentally or emotionally, just look back and see how I have delivered you. Amen. And there'll come a time where when you're going through something, there'll be such a peace in your heart, knowing that I've gotten you through this. He's bringing back to my remembrance when I was in school learning to be a computer programmer. And I had a lot of bugs in my program. My program was not working out smoothly. And I was there with a lot of young people, and their programs were running like quick, boom, 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 like all the time. And they didn't have to work through the bugs to fix those things in the program, but I had to spend time fixing it. It got to the point where I could analyze what was wrong and fix it very quickly. And that became a blessing for me, especially when we got to the big test that took a whole week to do. And so that's what the Lord is saying about you. There are some things that are going on right now, and you're learning. Your faith muscles are being built. It looks like it's affliction, things that you're going through, you know. But as you make it through, everything that you make it through is building your faith muscles up so that when it comes time for the big test, hallelujah, for the big test, any big test that comes your way, you'll be able to go through it very easily, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Knowing that I'm with you, knowing that I'll guide you through everything that you need to be guided through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And right now, you are still in a... Somebody said something? Okay. Right now, you're still in a hidden place, Minister Amber. You're still hidden, but there's going to come a time where you won't be hidden anymore. Hallelujah. And you will be used for my glory. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Keep dancing. Keep dancing, saith the Lord. Yes, I know how old you are. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. Yes, I know what's going on in your body. And I'll tell you that my anointing flows through you if you sit in a chair and move your arms. But you will be able to walk, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. But I just want you to know that the dancing that you're doing is very important, not only to yourself, but to the very atmosphere. The anointing that you even felt on tonight that courses through you is so important for it to go into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I hear the Lord say this. I'm going to make them do right by you. And M is a them, they, anyone that comes against you, any weapon formed against you shall not prosper. And again, the Lord says, I'm going to make them do right. I'm going to make them do right by you. Hallelujah. So you hold your peace. Let the Lord fight your battle. I'm going to make them do right. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Catherine, glory to God. Hallelujah. I see the vision of an eagle. Wings outstretched, soaring. Hallelujah. The Lord says, this is your time to soar as never before. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I think of the word that Minister Elaine got. And it's like, you know, wait for it. Hallelujah. Wait for it. Wait, you know, it's like wait for the wind of my spirit. Because as you get the wind of my spirit, you're going to soar.
Praise God.
The hard part is over.
Hallelujah.
The flapping of the wings to get to go up into the altitude, that's over. The
praise
soaring
God.
Part is here. Hallelujah. And ones will look at you and they will soar just by looking at you.
Praise God.
They never soared before, but they're going to look at you and look at what I've done through you in the past, and it's going to cause them to rise up and soar. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, the word was don't rush, wait for the fresh wind. Well, that fresh wind is causing you to soar in the name of Jesus. And he's saying it looked like people kind of forgot about you after Pastor William passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're in another place now. People are going to be calling you to preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Soar on, eagle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Hallelujah. What a wonderful night. What a wonderful night. Pastor Mo. Oh, you still awake, Pastor Mo?
Yes,
I am. Hallelujah. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and close now. I love this. Amen. I love what God did tonight and all that he said. I'm so glad that all of this is recorded. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As much as we can for these broadcasts, we pray the prayer of salvation. I was going to say we do it in everyone, but mostly everyone. So we're going to say a couple of scriptures, pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to talk about the what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we'll come back to you guys. You guys know your order now, Mary, Embry, Lane, and Catherine. And we'll come back to you for closing remarks and for closing prayer. So you all do closing remarks, and Amber will be the one that will say the closing prayer tonight. Amen. So, hallelujah. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him
so not perish, but have everlasting life.
Oh, that's right.
That's what you sang today, Mom? Hallelujah. Amen. She said she sang a song today, and it just made her feel better. And that song was John 3:16. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Lord. Hallelujah. And so, well, Minister Elaine. Minister Elaine, where are you? Okay. Praise God. Okay, her line dropped. I'm looking for her. And because her line dropped and we're in overtime, she can't get back on. Okay. So, thank you. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And so there's a prayer that you can pray to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So, Pastor Catherine, you want to pray that prayer, and we'll repeat after you. You're still here, Pastor Catherine, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it on mute. You want me to pray
okay.
a prayer of salvation? Okay.
Yes.
Well, praise God. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Thank you, Lord, for your... Oh, I'm sorry. You were repeating after me. Okay, I'm going to start again. Okay, all right. Just repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness power toward me. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. Now, right now, I come, Lord, and I invite you to come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. And heaven is your home. If you have if you just joined with us and prayed that prayer, and you've prayed it before, you were just getting ready. You were practicing and getting ready to lead somebody to Jesus, because God's going to send somebody to you who needs to be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you. And even if you prayed it, you know, you prayed it before, we'd like to invite you to church, to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet every Sunday, and this is our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We meet every Sunday, the same number, 516-418-5699. And we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. On this Sunday, the 23rd, I'll be preaching on this Sunday. But I meant to say Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So I'll be speaking on this Sunday, the 23rd, and we're talking about salvation. So you'll learn a lot about salvation on this Sunday. We're talking about the three stages of salvation, justification, sanctification, and glorification. Hallelujah. So join us on this Sunday and learn more about your salvation. Also, we have Bible teaching on Monday. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and she'll teach you how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays. Hallelujah. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues, And then we have interpretation of tongues. And the Lord has given us so many confirmations about our interpretation. Glory to God. So join us in praying on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service, and it's called Prophetic Healing. And the next one will be February the 9th, Wednesday, February the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Look forward to seeing you there. Tell your family, tell your friends, set your cell phone alarm for that day, because healings will manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Thursday's the edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And on next Thursday, hallelujah, that's the end of our prophetic healing, of our prophecy month. That's the end of our prophecy month. And we're going to end with a bang with our very own Pastor Helen Price. So she's going to be with us next Thursday. She'll be revealing the word or releasing the word for 2022, and then we'll open up the lines for a prophetic word, glory to God, on next Thursday night, which is the 27th. So we look forward to having you here with us. Amen. As we conclude with a big bang, hallelujah, Prophecy Month 2022. Amen. Amen. So that's our announcement for tonight. And so we want to hear closing remarks from our ones who spoke today. Ministry Lane, I do not see her. I think her line dropped. And so we have Minister Mary. We'll start with you, Minister Amber, Pastor Catherine, and then Minister Amber will come back and close us out in prayer. So closing remark.
Hi, this is Mary, and I just want to praise the Lord. This was such fun for me tonight. I mean, I just enjoyed every single bit of it, and I just praise the Lord for let me say this. I don't take it lightly that the Lord speaks. And that, to me, is just such a blessing when he speaks. And then we get to be a part of the encouragement of other people and of our brothers, of our sisters, of our it's just wonderful to me. And I am so blessed and so happy to be a part of that. And it was just so fun tonight. And I just praise the Lord for it. So thank you so much for inviting me tonight. And God bless everybody.
Amen. Amen. I felt the same way, Minister Mary. It was just fun to me. It was like being in a sandbox in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Amber.
This is Amber. I truly thank God for you. I'm so honored to be a part of your service tonight, and I thank God for all the words that he spoke through us, and I received them, and they really touched my heart and blessed my heart. And I feel God's spirit on me. I feel full, and I feel like I just love God so much, and I thank you for speaking through us, and I just praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Amber. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I'm like Minister Mary. I have really enjoyed tonight. And it, as Minister Mary was saying, it's a privilege and an honor for God to be able to speak words that you can hear. And I believe that when you're with other believers, I mean, look like he just speaks so loud and so clear to you.
Yeah.
And It was good. And I just want to say to you, Apostle, that you do have a way of stretching people. And so I thank you for that tonight. And I thank God for the all the words that he even gave at the moment that you had us to even to pray or give people a word. It's been a joy tonight once again. And I just thank the Lord. I do want to say this before I go. There was one word that I forgot to give Pastor Helen, and that word was stay humble. Stay humble.
Amen.
As God, yes, as he moved her onto the place where he has ordained for her to be. Stay humble. Praise God. Well, thank God, thank God, thank you so much, Apostle, for having us once again. I enjoyed everybody, just everybody. And I recorded all the words that I made my own recording tonight.
Okay.
I can go back and listen to everybody. So I thank you all so much. Even though I can go back to your archives too, but I made my own recording. So I just want to say thank you. God bless you once again. Love you.
Amen. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Amber. Close us out. Oh, excuse me. I wanted to say something too. Minister Elaine said, thank you for the opportunity. I praise God. She texted me. And she had to leave. Okay. Okay, Minister Amber.
Dear you, Father, I pray that you will bless everyone who's on the line today and that will listen in the future. I pray the blood of Jesus over everyone, Lord God, that you will continue to keep us and protect every single one of us and strengthen them in their bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Now for him that is able to keep us from falling and to present his fathers before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to only wise God, Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power from now forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them, no?